I have been fond of today's work for decades. Edward Naylor created an unusual setting of words which are often heard in worship services and known to us through Handel's Messiah. These six poetic verses from Isaiah 40 move abruptly from one idea to another, yet all are related. I like the composition's musical drama. Naylor has the basses call out in the opening line, "Vox dicentis," a voice saying, and then all eight voices immediately cry out, "Clama," the word cry. The drama continues as the choir asks, "What? What shall I cry?" So throughout this composition, we will be hearing contrasts in dynamics, one part being contrasted with all eight voices, faster melodies being sung in contrast to slower sections, all of which reminds us of the power of Isaiah's poetry. Naylor has selected six verses from Isaiah 40, which begin with a reminder, line 2, that all flesh is grass. That is, human life is fragile with a very brief lifespan. But by contrast, line 6, the word of our Lord stands forever. In line 7, the composition becomes energized as the choir is asked to sing with vigor, "Go and shout this good news from a high mountain," a gesture which is perhaps more poetic than useful. "Tell Jerusalem, behold your God." In line 15, I particularly like Naylor's use of the solo soprano voice for the gentle words, "He shall feed his flock like a shepherd, and shall gather the lambs in his arm and lift them to his bosom. And he himself will carry those that are with young," words so beloved from Handel's Messiah. Yes, we are but grass, or perhaps the sheep of his pasture. Even so, our shepherd loves us.
Oh!